and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Hey, it's live and local FM Talk. It's the one-year anniversary of the Monica Jay Show, your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're in our second hour today of our first day of our second year. How about that? 10 to noon every weekday, courtesy of Evans Broadcast Company. So, today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. I really never thought in my lifetime that this is something that I would be talking about. Coming from a family that has a history of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, fortunately, never injectables. That was, you know, I guess that was our saving grace, maybe. But should supervised injection sites be allowed? I mean, seriously, that's what we're doing. We're just letting people kill themselves on a daily basis and then keeping them alive? Because we don't want them to OD, but we want them to be able to do their drugs? Talk about a war on drugs. Well, I guess when you got your government providing for you. So far, should supervised injection sites be allowed? 100% of the results are saying no. Because it's just a ludicrous idea. I mean, it's the left coming up with things like this is just incredible. Take the money that you just spent on that injection site, those free clean needles to go out and exchange. Put that money towards a site for more beds in recovery, more programs to help people get off the drugs. I mean, I just want to say that the left are idiots. They're just stupid. But I guess when you live a lifetime of no responsibility and living off of others, I guess that's what you come up with. So that's something that I never thought I would be saying. Here's another thing I never thought I'd be saying. The news broke yesterday. I was fist pumping and whoa! A federal judge has ruled in favor of Judicial Watch. Tom Hinton, one of the websites that I highly, highly recommend, Judicial Watch. Hillary Clinton is now going to have to answer questions about private emails. Not written questions with no follow-up. Actual questions in a deposition. I can't cuss. I'll be thrown off the air. I don't want to start my second year like that. But that is so freaking incredible. It takes time. It's the legal system. We no longer have the ability to have a fair and speedy trial. Speedy needs to be taken out of there. It's like, well, geez, 4 years later, that's speedy for anything to happen. But it's a start. It's hope for a future that we can hold people accountable. People of all levels. Because we're all one. We are no better than anybody else. And that's why I love Trump. He brings people up. He doesn't hold them back like Harry Reid. Harry Reid is out there saying, Harry Reid needs to shut up. But he is just creating this next generation with, you know, Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto. Just this next generation of, you're going to be dependent on me in the government. I know what's best for you. That type of attitude should never be in government. But here we go. Harry Reid is saying that Donald Trump, President Trump, has caused irreparable damage to this country. Harry, you want to define that? You want to point a few things out? Make some specifics? Because you're full of it. If that's what you actually think, and if that's what your people believe, then you're just plain idiots. And in my opinion, you should be considered criminals. Because isn't that slander? That there is nothing that President Trump has done to cause irreparable damage to this country. That was your boy Obama that did that. That was your boy Clinton that did that. That was you, Harry, that did that. 2020 is so important to make sure that we bring back the balance of power to the actual party. Well, let me reframe that. Rephrase it. And refrain from saying party. To the actual people. To the people who believe in less government. All the way around. Less government from the city, less government from the county, less government from the state, and from the feds. How are we seeing more government here in Nevada? Why in hell did we need the new Office of Americans? Not American citizens. No, the Office of New Americans. That was pretty much just put together as a landing place for illegals and everything that they need. You know, those operating licenses that they can now get. How to get their driver's license. We keep hearing about the Trump administration and their big approval. They're again, another win for the American citizen, not just Trump, that the courts are now saying, okay, you can withhold aid, you can withhold grants, you can withhold funding from sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. And I hope they do. I hope they destroy Las Vegas for being a sanctuary city. I wouldn't mind seeing them go after the city of Reno as well. We're not a welcoming city. We're a welcoming city. Bull, it's the same thing. Semantics. This is why we can't let Governor Sisolak sit in the governor's office one more day than he needs to be in there. We need to get him recalled. It's happening. It's actually happening very well, a lot faster than I thought. fightfornevada.com if you want to participate. Why do we let them keep doing this to us? Because people are content going about their own lives. Well, when does your own life stop? When does your own prosperity stop? Because of the left. The left pushing $15 an hour. What is it going to do to Reno, Washoe, Douglas, Churchill? We see it's failed in San Francisco. We see it's failed in Portland. So what's happening? Those jobs that kids used to do, that we relied on the kids to do, to get their first taste of real responsibility, of learning how to conduct themselves in a business environment, learning how to conduct themselves with clientele, learning interaction. Those jobs are going away because, well, a lot of them were filled with illegals. You go into the fast food establishments, especially the cheaper ones. Why do I pay extra? Why would I pay more going to a little mom and pop burger joint than running through the drive-thru of Mickey D's, which has been one that's been notorious for hiring illegals? Why? Because I know that that company values its employees. I'll go to In-N-Out as much as I can. Well, actually, I don't really go anywhere anymore because of the fact that I've cut back on fast food. Got to keep the weight off somehow. But we keep hearing this back and forth of how we need to close our borders. No, we need workers. Guess what? No, we don't. Because we are going so automated, those jobs that we need the minimum wage worker for is no longer going to be there. Because it's profit above people. And it always will be. But we need minimum wage jobs. And for those of you who don't get it, the left, minimum wage will always be minimum wage. It will not allow you to go get a two-bedroom apartment. It's not going to happen. And you're just going to keep destroying the economy doing it and fighting for it. It's called get a roommate. It's called get a cheaper cell phone. Get a smaller TV. I could go on and on, but I won't, because it's time to give something away. All right, let's do this. Depending on where you're at, because congratulations to Rick from Genoa. Since he was from Genoa, closer to the Carson City location, he gets a hat and a DVD. Now, Josh, who called earlier, he gets a hat and porta subs because he's from Sparks, and I can get those easily to him. But not until after Thursday, Josh. So caller number three. No, let's do this. Caller number two, since we're going into our second year today as our anniversary of the Monica Jay Show, at 884-8000, we're going to give you a Trump 2020 hat and depending on which area you're calling from, either Porta Subs or a DVD. 884-8000. Good luck to you. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Our second hour at the beginning of our second year. Happy one-year anniversary to you for listening to the Monica Jay Show. Giving away lots of prizes today and appreciate the emails. And Georgiana, Carson City, thank you so much for calling in and winning today. And wear that Trump hat with pride. 884-9910, if you'd like to call in today, whatever's on your mind. I got a couple of things on my mind, like having you head over to our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should supervised injection sites be allowed? I want to see how many people vote on this. Still, so far, it's at 100% no. Well, that's what the liberals are trying to push on people. Philadelphia had one ready to open, but the citizens pushed back. And now they're rethinking it. It's on hold. What do you think? Yesterday's poll question, do you think you're not being told the truth about the extent of the coronavirus? Seems to be a lot going on for something that's just like the flu, even though the flu has killed a lot more people. Just saying. 56% of those participating in the poll question said, yeah, I think there's more to it. 44%, nah, I think it's just a bunch of BS. Getting to a couple of quick emails. Joe, thank you. That is so sweet. More years to come. Really enjoy the show. Keeps me going for 2 hours of the day. Please go to 3 hours already. Oh, well, that's not up to me. That's up to Jerry. Brian sending me a quick email. I think Harry Reid is partly correct. What? Brian, have you lost your mind? President Trump is guilty, but not of what Reid accused him of. President Trump is guilty of causing irreparable damage to the Democrat Party. Yes. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And thank you for the congratulations on the show as well. That's pretty funny. Yeah, he has created done irreparable damage. I don't even know what the Democrat Party is thinking now. They should just change their name to the Socialist Party. It's Super Tuesday. California has a big role today. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Bernie or Biden? Because we know Warren doesn't have a chance. And neither does Bloomberg. Well, Bloomberg might actually have a chance if he buys California, which we know he's got a lot of money there. Let's head to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Gene this morning. Assessments and the Tahoe transportation that's going on up there. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. I don't know if all the viewers saw that article in the Reno Gazette Journal on Monday alluding to assessing a $5 entrance fee for motorists to come into Lake Tahoe somewhere in the future to placate dubious transportation needs by this unelected bureaucracy called the TTD. And it really caught my eye because some of the content of the article that was written had to do with if one of the byproducts of a fee for us to drive into the Tahoe Basin somewhere in the future is one of the byproducts is that it will reduce visitation to the basin by the public, so be it. You know, And this just dovetails with what we were talking about last week about assessment districts and assessment districts of all kind, and the one I alluded to several weeks ago about the state engineer wanting to have an assessment on our property taxes here in Douglas County to fund study redundancy on the water aquifer here in the Carson Valley. But I wanted to make the comment for the TTD and the folks up in Tahoe. Most of the public views the roadways up there now as a finished product. They're not requiring any more bells and whistles to the roadways. No more bells and whistles that inhibit public access or discretionary or freelance parking, especially along National Scenic Highway 28, Nevada 28, between Incline and Spooner Summit. They don't want the parking eliminated to make a over-the-top bikeway for a few select triathletes who could actually ride up that mountain. So I say this, that any kind of entrance fee that should surface or assessment fee to drive into the Tahoe Basin really needs to be approved by Congress and not the Tahoe Transportation District or even the Nevada legislature or California legislature. Given the fact that the Tahoe Basin is 90% publicly owned, administered by the Forest Service, and as such, given the fact also that they already received billions of federal dollars in the Tahoe Basin to do all the things they've done in recent years, that would have to be approved by Congress. So I want to just have the public, you know, they need to be vigilant in all of these things, because all the proposed assessment districts and special assessments and special fees are going to get cumulative, and then we'll end up, you know, where I'm always alluding to, in the California disaster, you know. And that's where this all appears to be headed. They seem to be emboldened right now, you know, right now, for every kind of assessment and every kind of tax, given the changeover of the governorship here in Nevada and the Nevada legislature. So just making that comment and putting that out there, I've already called Mrs. Rose and Mrs. Masto and Mr. Amaday, making the case that any assessment to enter the Tahoe Basin to recreate on national forest lands would have to be approved by Congress.
And I'm glad you did. And more people need to do that. Because that really is, you know, it's overreach. It is overreach, and the people are tired of it. We only make so much money, and they just keep dipping in and wanting more and restricting things. We'll be back with more of your comments and calls on the Monica Jay Show here. Time for Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
I got to stop doing that. Maybe that's where my voice went. Oh, happy one-year anniversary. That's for you and me. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of us here in Northern Nevada. So Gene just called up and we were talking about special assessment districts and fees. And gosh, you know, soon we're going to be living on toll roads. You know, that's already been kicked about. Why? You have to ask yourself, why? Because all of the taxes you pay, all of the local taxes, county taxes, those go to pay government salaries, pensions, healthcare benefits. After paying all of that and debt service, there's just basically nothing left. So how do they say they've actually done something? We fixed the roads. We got this project going or that project finished. Special assessment districts. Bring more community awareness to situations, more security. Business improvement districts. It's pathetic. And the only way that we are going to fix it is if we pay attention between now and March 13th to who is filing to run for office and asking them the tough questions. Are you going to support more fees, more taxes? J.D. Draculich is running against Jenny Brekus as the Republican. Ask them both the same questions and hold them accountable. Make people set priorities. Eddie Lorton is running for Devin Reese's seat. City Reno at-large member. Is anybody going to run against, I believe, Marsha Birkbigler is up for the county? So is Von Hartung. Is anybody going to take them on and say, I am going to do things differently? I'm going to be listening to my constituents. I'm not going to raise taxes. I'm not going to insert fees. I'm going to cut budgets and hold people accountable. Everything, every single thing you see around you is paid for by you. From the street sweepers to the people picking up trash, to the people picking up needles, to the people who have to go clean up behind all the vagrants on the Reno side of the Truckee River because Sparks enforces their laws, to everyone making those decisions, to the police not being able to come to your store because we haven't had any new police officers for how many years? Yet the poor law enforcement is the one who gets beaten down because they're overworked. I'm not going to say they're underpaid because they're the highest paid of NHP, sheriffs, Sparks police. That's why they didn't want to go into that combined district with law enforcement, because they'd lose all that. But why are we paying overtime to law enforcement and to firefighters, to first responders, when they make so much money in overtime that more people could be hired? Who's running the show? That's how I lose my voice. It's up to you. And it is up to you alone to start saying something. Whether it be in an email, a voicemail, getting in front of them at their meetings. But more importantly, running for office. If you are a business person, if you are somebody who knows how to work within a budget, how to cut a budget, how to eliminate debt and yet still bring the community together. I have a friend, Kim. We went to lunch and we were talking about different ideas, and of course I started going off on my idea of art. What the hell are we paying for art for? Seriously. We live in an artist's community. We have one of the biggest artists gathering in Northern Nevada. It's called Burning Man. If you've ever seen the works of art that are out there, why are we not making offers to people to display their art with a big sign that says, donated by this artist? You can see their work here. You can go to this website. You can support them by making donations. and letting them display their art in public places. Why in the hell would we go lease art? We have a lot of struggling artists that I'm sure would jump at the chance. But no, we would rather take your taxpayer dollars and spend them on things that are not necessary. Well, it's a tourist area, blah, blah, blah. We got to keep it. So what if it's a tourist area? I'm sure the tourists would rather see garbage picked up and vagrants not hassling them away. And that's not going to just happen with ambassadors. That's going to happen with the city of Reno doing their jobs, with law enforcement enforcing the laws. And if it's not happening, then we need to clean the slate and get new people in office who will do what they say they're going to do. Ask them about smart growth. Ask them if you think infrastructure, or if they think infrastructure in the sewer system is an important thing. And that's not just Reno. That's in Churchill, Douglas, Lyon, everywhere. How are you going to fix affordable housing? I'm not talking about housing that is a physical house. I'm talking about apartments or townhomes that cost less than $600 a month. Incentives for apartment complexes to do right by people and allowing them to live with a roof over their head, being able to buy groceries on less than $1,200 a month. Studio apartments. Where are these big warehouses that we can turn into loft living that don't go for $200,000 or $300,000 that the average working person can't afford? Who's going to ask these tough questions of the candidates? And who's going to demand an answer and not the candidate run around? Right now, let's celebrate 1 year of your voice. All right? Caller number 4 at 884-8000. Depending on if you live in the Reno-Sparks area or if you live in the Carson area, which is closest to either studio, going to pick yourself up a Trump hat and then a surprise along with it. It all depends on what Craig wants to give you, producer Craig. We'll be back after this with Bruce's phone call on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1,
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And we can come together with those opinions right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the 1 year anniversary of the Monica Jay Show, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for making it happen. Just got an email from Michael. Monica, you asked all the right questions today. We know the answers. Criminal intentions. Well, Michael, yeah, I think there are some criminal intents out there. And that just, you know, that's what really makes me sick. Is we see it happening, we hear about things, but we don't do anything about them. And yes, that is my baby Dixie wishing me a happy anniversary, I guess. Sorry about that. Hey, big congratulations going out to Mike in the North Valleys here in Reno. He picked himself up a Porta Subs combo, two combos actually there, and picked himself up a Trump hat. Mike, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Let's check in with Bruce this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, thanks, Monica. Happy anniversary of the show. Although I have a confession to make. I've been a loyal listener of this show, but I had listened to other shows of yours in the past, and I wasn't as impressed, so I was kind of dreading it when I heard you were going to be on the air here, but I could not have been more. You're awesome. Well, you're spot on with the way you think,
you.
And you're not afraid to speak.
No, I'm definitely not afraid to speak my mind. That's what got me into trouble at the other station.
Yeah, that must have been it, because it certainly wasn't the same. But anyway, now you run a great show. You're spot on, and it's very informative. You know, I've learned a lot listening to it. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Bruce. And you keep up the good work in Virginia City, and keep them on the straight and narrow as well. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of like herding cats, but okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for all of us. Thanks, Bruce. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary. Couldn't help myself.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I appreciate great callers like you, even from California, that help us see the, see how we're being Californicated, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because I did my time there, 2007 and half of 2008, and Northern Nevada is the best part of the state.
It really is. It really is. We need to just cut California and Nevada in half and redraw that, they're thinking about redistricting for our congressional districts. How about we move that district line just straight across? And sorry, there's that T again. Across and make Northern Nevada and Northern California a thing, and Southern Nevada can have Southern California. They all act the same way. So, Kelly, thanks for the call. It is the Monica Jay Show because of you. Thank you for listening and being a part of it. Most importantly, thank you for telling me that you learn something, that you take something away from the show. I like to have fun. Trust me, I love having fun. I love making jokes. But you know, sometimes you have to stop with the jokes and be a little bit more serious. And I'm okay with that too. As long as people take away something, if they're educated about something, but as long as you do something. Your vote matters. A lot of people still say, one vote, it's not going to make a difference. One vote does make a difference. We only lost in the gubernatorial race by about 1,000 votes. Can you imagine if those people had just not done the whole, I'm just going to do none of the above? Take a stand. Work with the person who most aligns with your opinions, and then hound them. Set aside just 10 minutes a day. Email, phone call, something that you see that is outrageous. Whether it be the vagrancy issue, the drugs that we see everywhere now, it's not just downtown Reno, downtown Carson. It's in our beautiful desert. We used to think that the graffiti was the bad thing. We got to get these graffiti teams together and clean up this graffiti. It's so much more than that. And the people that we have elected, our elected representatives, are taking advantage. And they're not getting the job done. And they're taking on too much. Look at all the boards that council members sit on and that commissioners sit on. You know what? Get more help. Appoint more people that are qualified, not just your donors, not just the people who come calling and say, oh, you know, I can help you out on this. And hold people accountable. That's the most important thing that I can say in my life. That's why hopefully supervised injection sites, I pray that they fail across the country. There are a lot of people out there that are saying, oh, well, you're just wishing people's death then. And if you feel that way, then you're a piece of, you know what? I love you and I love all of you. And I hope I see you and hear you tomorrow. Be here.